Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Omar and Marina. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea with your name, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? After the story, I have a whole bunch of kid shoutouts that I want to say hello to you. So if you want me to say hello to you on a story, go to our website and fill out the form for kids shoutouts, and I would love to say hey to you and welcome you onto our team. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Hey Omar, do you have all the gear ready? Said Marina. Marina and Omar were going on a very fun scuba diving adventure with their family. Have you ever gone scuba diving before?
Oh, goodness gracious, me neither. That sounds a little scary, but they are super duper brave.
Scuba diving is where you put a mask over your face and you have flippers on your feet.
That's the fun part.
And you also wear an oxygen tank on your back. Have you ever seen a scuba diver in a scuba suit with a tank on their back? Do you know what is in that tank on their back? Yeah. Oxygen. And why do we need oxygen?
To breathe. Yes, oxygen is very important for breathing. If we didn't have that, then there would be no scuba divers. Well, Omar and Marina were very experienced scuba divers. They love to dive to the deepest parts of the ocean, the deepest, darkest, scariest places, which I would never go, but they're way braver than I am. And they love to go exploring. Well, today they were at the beach, at the ocean with their family, and about to go on a scuba adventure, but they decided last minute to go on a whale-watching ship. A ship that goes out to the ocean to watch the whales.
Yeah, really, really cool. Have you ever seen a whale before?
Yeah, they're ginormous. And they're kind of slow. And did you know they talk like this? And if you can talk in slow motion, then you can talk to a whale also.
Well, Omar and Marina were on this ship. And as they were just all loading onto this whale-watching ship, something strange was going on. You see, the ocean was much lower than normal, and maybe it's just a low tide, which means the water is lower than normal, and I'm sure it's nothing to be worried about. Or maybe it is. Hey, Marina, come over here. I think this is the best spot. Omar found a great spot on the ship to stand out and look over the edge to watch for whales. Omar and Marina had met a lot of whales in their scuba diving adventures in the ocean, but they had never seen one from a ship, which they were really excited for. As the ship sailed out into the ocean, everyone was all talking about how the water was very low. Even the captain said,
"Hey everyone, please put your life jackets on because the water has been very strange today. It is usually much higher, but today it is lower, and I'm not sure why."
"Oh my," said Marina. "Omar, what do you think's going on?"
"I don't know," said Omar, "but I can't wait to see an old giant whale." And pretty soon, a big spray of water came flying out of the ocean. Do you know what that is a sign for?
"Yeah, that's gotta be a whale."
Omar and Marina grabbed their cameras and started to take pictures of the whales. And this whale came right up next to the boat. And they were so excited to see him. But then it made a sad sound. "Marina, did you hear that?" said Omar.
"Yes, it sounds like it's crying." Everyone else on the boat was looking at a whale on the other side of the ship, so no one else saw this giant, very sad whale. Omar reached down and said, "Are you okay?" Omar said, and the whale looked up at him. I don't think he'd ever heard a person talk whale before. He was very surprised. And the whale said, "No, I'm not. The ocean is draining."
What? The whale began to tell Omar and Marina that the ocean was starting to drain. There was some, like a drain, like in our bathtub. There was a drain at the bottom of the ocean that somehow had gotten knocked open. This was not supposed to happen. Pretty soon, the ocean was going to be completely empty. Dun, dun, dun. That would be terrible. Oh no. Do you think sharks would start running around in the cities and start biting people's toes? Uh-oh. Yeah, the sharks need to stay in the ocean. All the ocean creatures need to stay in the ocean. We have to save the ocean, Omar shouted. Marina started to think. All right, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? They both didn't know. But then, all of a sudden, Marina came up with an idea. Wait a second. What if we go back to the beach? Wasn't there that silly crab that we always see there every year? Maybe he knows. Oh, yes, Krusty the Crab. He was over on the beach and they know how to talk to him. And he often knows like the secrets of the ocean of what's going on. And so as the whale boat tour came to a close, they went back to the shore. Omar and Marina ran over to this crab, Krusty the Crab, as fast as they could. "There he is," said Omar. Whew. It was a pretty hot day, and both Omar and Marina were getting a little sweaty. "Oh, hey, Krusty. We have a really important question. Do you know why the ocean is draining?"
"I don't know why the ocean is draining. No, I don't know what you're talking about."
"Oh, well, we just met this whale out in the middle of the ocean, and he was very sad, saying that there's some kind of drain at the bottom of the ocean that got left open, and the ocean is completely draining out of it."
"Arr, that's not good, mates. Not good at all. I've been down there once before, and I've seen the drain he speaks of. It's a very dangerous place, and not many creatures know where it is."
"Krusty the Crab, can you take us there? We're scuba divers. We can get there," said Omar.
"Arr, I don't know if you want to do that, but if it's to save the ocean, then aye aye, mates," said Krusty the Crab.
The three friends, Omar, Marina, and Krusty the Crab, jumped into the water. Thankfully, Omar and Marina already had their scuba gear on, and so as they swam deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, they went to the ocean floor.
The ocean floor is a very quiet place. It's also pretty dark.
But don't worry, Omar and Marina both brought flashlights. "All right, Krusty, do you know where it is?"
"Yeah, it's over here. We're getting closer, mates."
Krusty the Crab got closer and closer, and all of a sudden, there it was. It looked exactly like a ginormous bathtub drain.
"Who put this here?" said Marina.
"I don't know. It's always been here, and it gets clean sometimes, and I guess the cleaner forgot to put the lid back on."
"Oh, well, okay, let's grab it, and on the count of three, push it back on. Hurry."
Omar and Marina grabbed the other side of the top, and they pushed and pushed, and all of a sudden, pop.
Yes,
it popped back on the drain, and the drain was closed.
"Arr, good job, mateys," said Krusty the Crab.
Omar and Marina saved the day. Great job, guys. We always need to save our ocean, right?
Yeah, we don't want it to drain away because then all those creatures would lose their home. Well, they saved the ocean, and now it's time for the end of this adventure. The end.
Wow, what an awesome adventure! Well, my friends, you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Harper from Massachusetts, Luke from Virginia, Matthew from France, Hazel and Anderson from Maryland, and Jackson and Jace from Cape Cod. Woohoo! I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.